agroecologist Eric Holt Jimenez traveled to Vermont from Oakland, California, where he's the executive director of Food First, the Institute for Food and Development Policy. Holt Jimenez worked with subsistence farmers in Latin America for over 25 years, and he helped start a movement called Campesino a Campesino, or Farmer to Farmer. The sustainable agriculture movement is based on the exchange of ideas for innovative farming methods and improved quality of life for farmers. While Holt Jimenez's keynote focused on the major structural forces that have given rise to what he calls a, quote, capitalist food regime, the expert closed his remarks by reflecting on his visit to a northern Vermont dairy farm that employs migrant workers.
They're clearly all from Mexico, and I could tell by the accent from southern Mexico. It turns out they're from Chiapas. And I thought, oh, these are the folks that I've worked with for over 20 years. You know, these are the ones who taught me agroecology.
Holt Jimenez said that at first, he thought he had found a version of the Campesino a Campesino movement here in Vermont. But then he realized that fear of deportation keeps many workers from leaving the farms they live on.
There are people who don't leave the farm for years. And I was so taken aback. And I saw this great sadness in my heart. And I still can't shake it. I've been thinking about this since I got here. It's like, I know these people. These are family people. These are people who have deep, rich village life, but I've never seen such solitude amongst farm workers in my life.
Holt Jimenez said he recognized that the farmers who run these farms shouldn't be blamed for workers' isolation. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.